It was 1996 when voters approved a tax increase to build the first phase of light rail. That phase is almost complete. You might have ridden it into work today. And Seattle Times transportation reporter Mike Lindblom wanted to know just how far over budget the project is so far. He found that Sound Transit spent about $1 billion more than they had originally estimated, which Lindblom says should not surprise you.
The agency issued cost estimates with no experience behind them and with a real sense of desperation to get the measure passed. That leads to a sort of optimism bias where agencies don't account for what you might call the unknown unknowns. And this happens all over the world.
Well, it may happen all over the world, but that's outrageous, isn't it? Estimating costs with no experience in order to get it passed?
Well, there were some safeguards. There was an expert review panel looking at the information that Sound Transit consultants produced. Sound Transit, in its materials, told the public that the cost estimates were conservative and that they even expected to have money left over to get to Northgate. But it's taken us 20 years to find out what the final costs are going to be.
You used an important phrase, Mike, lowballing or unaware. Which is it?
Well, I haven't proven whether anybody knowingly lowballed estimates. The agency presented them as conservative, and they were higher than what other cities were doing. Some of the opponents believe that these were deliberately lowballed to win a political election. After the political election, there was an audit done of Sound Transit that found that in the planning stages right after the election, that cost estimates were skewed to match budgets. And the agency also reduced its contingencies early, before the bidding even came in. So they were in a bind immediately after the election. Whether and to what extent anybody knowingly lowballed the estimates, I haven't proven. And it would be very hard for someone to prove that now in 2016. But the agency did lack experience and did put out estimates that turned out to be wildly low for what they were doing.
Well, either way, we're going to vote on Sound Transit 3 soon. Why would a voter not be suspicious that Sound Transit has once again underestimated the price tag, even as big as it is, $54
billion? Well, one answer is that in 2008, the voters approved Sound Transit 2, even knowing that Sound Transit 1 was far over budget. So there's been a certain amount of public acceptance, and the agency itself reorganized to have much tighter estimating and budgeting.
Did I glean from your article that there's a chance that Sound Transit has actually overestimated the price tag of Sound Transit 3?
Well, that's entirely possible, although let's not swing the pendulum too far the other direction. Sound Transit reports that it has built in contingencies as high as 32% into Sound Transit 3. And then there is an overall project reserve within the agency.
Finally, Mike, the Seattle Times editorial board said that this Sound Transit Project 3 isn't ready for the November ballot, should go back for some more work. You're not going to tell us how to vote, I understand, but what do you want us to conclude or come away with from your reporting on cost overruns since 1996?
Well, I want people to read the Seattle Times for the next 9 or 10 weeks and find a whole variety of stories about different pros and cons of Sound Transit 3 and think for themselves.
Any other takeaways after all the reporting you've done on this, Mike?
People are not as intimidated by multi-billion dollar numbers as they used to be. $54 billion is a much different magnitude than $1.7 billion. And the research by Dr. Flubert and by Carol Vulgaris, who's quoted in our story, both point out that agencies, once they're established, that it's easier to get public acceptance for high cost figures, realistic cost figures, and that agencies have a much freer hand to build in contingencies and give people realistic cost estimates.
Is that because we have come to trust these agencies, or that we're just used to the idea, or that we figure we're in the middle of a project, we got to get it done now?
Well, probably all three of those.
Mike Lindblom is the Seattle Times transportation reporter. We're tweeting out a link to his story about Sound Transit cost overruns right now at KUOW.